New Yorkers have a choice of voting yes or no on three proposition questions on the November ballot. A posting that has gone viral on social media is spreading some misinformation, though. It warns against what it says is a sneaky and underhanded rule regarding the question on Proposition 1, whether New York should hold a constitutional convention. Please be aware, the post reads, that if you leave the question blank, it's an automatic yes, so please vote no. A spokesman for the State Board of Elections, John Conklin, says that is absolutely not true.
Only a yes vote is a yes vote.
Conklin says the Board of Elections has received a number of questions about the issue, and he's even devised a standard email to explain the rules, which are set in state statute. He says if voters choose not to weigh in on the question or don't see the question, then the lack of response is not counted for either side.
If you leave it blank, it's a blank vote. The canvassing provisions are the one thing I point to. The other thing is in 1997, the last time this question was on the ballot, the blank position had more votes than any other position. So if they were added to the yes votes, it would have passed, and it did not.
The social media post goes on to warn that public employees like teachers, police officers, and firefighters stand to lose a great deal if the convention were to happen. On Facebook, the post then links to a blog that posts news about unions and other topics affiliated with the group Union Communications Consulting Services. They did not respond to a request for comment. The blog post itself does not repeat the falsehood that if the Constitutional Convention ballot question is left blank, then it counts as a yes. It instead lists several reasons for voting against the measure. There are two other ballot propositions in next month's elections. One would allow a judge to revoke the pensions of elected officials who are convicted of felonies. Another would ease rules for road repair work in the Adirondack and Catskill Forest Preserves. But there's more false information making the social media rounds regarding those ballot questions as well. And that is, if voters do not answer the three proposition questions listed on one side of the ballot, then the digital scanner will not register their ballot at all. Conklin with the Board of Elections says that is also not true.
That's basically called an undervote. If you leave any office blank, it will accept it. It's only if you overvote that it will say you've overvoted and we can't accept that. Is that what you want to do? And that'll kick the ballot back. But if you undervote, it will accept it because that is viewed as being an intentional choice by the voter.
Conklin says the Board of Elections is trying to minimize the number of people who miss the ballot questions altogether. Every polling place must display instructions that say this year there are two sides to each ballot. But he says voters can choose, without any consequences, whether to fill them both out or not. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.